I'm Greg Yoder for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More states in India are criminalizing religious conversion. So, is the window closing for those who share the gospel? John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says the challenges are great for Christians living in India and neighboring Nepal, whose parliaments voted to adopt anti-conversion laws in the fall of 2017. But hope isn't lost. Podaiti's asking you for two things, prayer and support.
There's attempts at doing much faster translations of God's word just so that some of these unengaged, unreached people groups at least hear the message of Jesus Christ. And so everything we can do to support these efforts, whether it be in prayer or financially, these are all things that the body of Christ here can get involved in.
And Orphan's Heart is looking forward to a series of short-term mission trips coming up this year, and you're invited to join them. Orphan's Heart Deanna Burkus previews some of the trips.
We have all of our 2018 mission trip calendar has been posted on our website, and we are taking groups or individuals for each of the weeks that we have listed. We've got trips to Uganda, to Romania, to the Dominican Republic, Guatemala. There's several different nations that we are traveling to.
Orphan's Heart also has a series of specialized trips like mother-daughter, father-son, and senior adult trips that are meant to emphasize relationships and foster gospel conversations with people that they're working with. These trips are impactful, given the ongoing relationship between Orphan's Heart and their partners, but also short-term mission trips are known to have a huge impact on those going. Head to our website to view the trip calendar. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join our social media network and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.